is Hard Feelings, a podcast for people who take things to heart with Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Woo! Hey, everybody out there. Welcome back to the Hard Feelings podcast. I'm your host, H. Foley. Sitting across from me is my good pal. And ever since his baby left him, he's found a new place to dwell. Down at the end of Lonely Street, Heartbreak Kid, Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
You can find me at One Heartbreak Avenue. Hey, everybody, what's up? Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. I got some hard fucking feelings.
Got a lot of hard feelings to get into this week. I want to get into a couple things about last night. Coming at you, as always.
The
OG Podcast Network here above the garden, here in the baked apple. I tell you what, the chestnuts are cooking.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's fucking gross out, dude. Walking down the streets, you just get caught with like a hot, you're like, how is, you're walking down and it's hot as shit, and then you just get an even hotter wave, and you're like, where did that come from? Who's hot breath or fucking bus exhaust was that shit?
Somebody closed the pizza oven. Oh, my Jesus God. Jesus Christ.
Just fucking schwitzing constantly. It's brutal. Dude, I can't get out of the shower. I'm out of the shower. 2 minutes, and I'm just fucking sweating.
Gross.
Like a fat kid playing dodgeball. You know what I mean? Taking one to the face. Good doge.
Gang, if you're listening to this on the Thursday that it drops,
right,
you have a little time to get down to Atlantic City, New Jersey, and come see Kippy and the Kid.
Ask about me, Nucky Thompson. The second I cross the bridge, you know me, Nucky. I stay at the Ritz.
The Jib Rossetti of the Tropicana. The two-city tour starts tonight, if you're hearing this on a Thursday.
You dubbed it earlier this week. The Deuce.
The Deuce.
Oh, buddy, that is hot. Coming at... Yo, where? What do you got going on? Oh, I'm just on the Deuce.
Running the halves, baby. Running them. If you're hearing this on the Thursday, we're going to be at the Tropicana tonight at 8:30.
And you're in Central Jersey, South Jersey, Philly. Quit your job. Head down, baby. Delaware.
Come on down. The funnel cake is hot.
We're already moving tickets down there. People are hitting us up that they got tickies.
And if you're in Philly, Friday night we'll be at the Philly Comedy Club, 7 to 9 show. If you want to use the promo code to get a little discount, send a little bonus
our way.
You can
do that down at AC, too.
Of course. The Two City Tour promo codes. We got promo codes, Kippy.
Two City Tour. Two City Tour, all one word. T-W-O. Fill in the rest, idiots.
All right.
Two City Tour.
You're annoying me. All right.
Why?
See,
we're
hot.
Hard
feelings. Look at you. I came in hot yesterday. You were mad at me. Kippy and I did a little practice run.
A little tune-up game. We were playing fucking Appalachian State. We went up to this. We got the deuce this week.
Hard feelings that I wanted to.
Well, let's plant the fucking seeds a little bit of where we were.
I'm just whatever.
Well, you cut me off in the middle of a good riff.
You cut me off. You're all over me. It's like I'm fucking playing defense against Elijah Wan.
Elijah Wan.
Hakeem Elijah Wan. Jewish guy. Nice kid.
Well, hi, I'm Elijah Wan.
So last night, Kippy and I were co-headlining, all right, Yonkers Comedy Club up there at the Yonkers Mall.
Beautiful mall, by the way.
Okay.
You don't think so? Yeah. The Fountain? There's nothing like that on the East Coast.
I mean, what are you talking? It's not the fucking pyramids. It's a fucking mall with a fucking...
Yeah, but it's outdoor. That's a West Coast thing. There's nothing like that in Bluebell.
All right, listen.
That's not like a strip mall.
Take it easy, fucking Zach. All right? West Coast thing. What do you know about the West Coast?
Buddy, I've been all around this great world.
Get the fuck out of here. You've never been to L.A.
Yeah, I have.
La La Land?
Where the living's easy. Down is up, up is down, left is right.
Used to be a beat reporter for TMZ.
Buddy, I was on uppers, downers, sidewaysers, the whole thing.
So there's a free show there on Sunday night, Silly Sundays, hosted by our good buddy Brian Inc. Had me and Kippy come up there to headline. And there's just some things I want to talk about as far as like...
Your attitude?
No.
Sure, let's start.
My attitude was great. We can start at the fucking at the train station. Talk about hard feelings. Let me tell you something. All right, this is.
Hold on, let me preface this. This guy is running hot. He's like, you're like an 88 Oldsmobile with fucking low on coolant.
Since that movie came out, I'm taking no shit.
This guy's been redlining, fucking walking through New York like it ain't no thing. Relax.
Listen, here's what I'm saying.
You're wrestling with some shit.
If you're going to try to roll up on a couple of fucking real scumbags, all right, and try to fucking ask for money,
you better have
the fucking pitch ready.
You can't scumbag a scumbag.
I don't know who taught this guy how to grift, all right, but this guy stinks.
Yeah.
This guy is no confidence man. So this fucking long-haired dude with a bushy beard, dressed pretty nice.
Not dirty. Like, it wasn't dirty. He wasn't like...
I didn't
if he
say
was on
dirty.
I'm prefacing. Like, he wasn't, like, homeless. If he was on the streets...
He was a grifter! Fucking be cool. Fucking bullshit.
I mean, I don't think he's paying a rent anywhere, I gotta be honest with you.
Not with that bullshit. No. That dude needs some work.
That dude's gotta go back to Jersey. Take a hike, will you? That shit might fly in Sicklerville, but not up here in the Big Apple.
You gotta start at the bowling alleys or the fucking carnivals stealing tickets. So this guy rolls up, and I'm in no mood, all right?
This
by
is
the
his
way.
Move. Oop, got your nose.
What's this behind your ear? My wallet! So this dude rolls up to us.
Grand Central.
Grand Central Station. You ever heard of it? Huh? Fucking hanging out, waiting to get on the train to take a train up to Yonkers. All right. Guy rolls up, and I could tell off the jump.
It's always, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
Like, what are you, taking a fucking survey?
But, like, I've never walked up to a guy that I needed, if I was asking information or if I was, you know, I've never gone up to a guy at a restaurant. Hey, can I ask you a question? Where's the bathroom? You just go, where's the bathroom? You know what I mean? Like, that guy didn't walk up. Like, hey, how do you get to track 18?
Oh, we saw him coming a mile away. So this guy rolls up to us while we're standing there waiting for the train. And, you know, you could just tell he's going in with the pitch. He's like, oh, can I ask you guys a question? And I'm like, all right, you know, what's going on? We're nice. And he's like, I'm trying to get to Poughkeepsie, but the train. And I'm like, oh, there's an information thing over there, man. Just you know, go ahead and check it out. He's like, yeah, I did that.
Right,
but
then I knew it was.
And then he starts throwing buzzwords like, I spoke to the manager. I'm trying to get to the Veterans Hospital, which was fucking probably bullshit. And this and all this. And
he had long hair like a hippie.
Yeah, there's no
out here hugging trees. Well, I'm down in the I'm in the trenches, you motherfuckers.
That's no Leatherneck, I'll tell you that, punk.
No.
All right. Yeah, fuck out of here. Maybe the Coast Guard, but nuh-uh.
Coast Guard Reserves.
Yeah, he didn't even get the fucking pitch out.
Nah.
He's like, it was simple. Go over there and in the information. Yeah, well, you know, and I'm trying to, blah, blah, blah.
And then I chime in, I go, hey, man, we don't take this that much. Yeah, I was like, we don't know how to get anywhere. Because you were already winding up, and I was like, let's fuck you. This guy's already fucking.
Uncle Hank was coming in hot.
The Pistons are already fucking chugging in your head. So I go, I'll go a little tense to say, hey, man, we don't, you know, like I ended. I was like, hey, man, yeah, we don't know. We don't take the fucking train that much. And you go, listen, if you want to go somewhere, go over there to the information counter. Whatever this is, it ain't going to work. You ain't got money.
You got the wrong tube, buddy.
I ain't giving it to you. If you need directions, we said go ask that guy. And I was
you
want to
hear a sob story, I'll give you one. You'll be giving us cash.
I haven't seen my wiener in 4 years.
Can I have a quarter?
Can you take a look at it?
And he just fucking backed away.
Well, he's us. Huh? I was just asking you a question,
man. Get
the
fuck out of here, man. Learn how to fucking grift. That was the hard feelings that I had, that you came at me with this bullshit pitch.
This is New York.
Get some fucking tears, man. Rub some shit on you.
Yeah.
Or something like that. You know, take your shoes off. Give me some empathy.
He had too much fluff up front. If he would have just been stuck in movie, get to fucking, what's your elevator pitch?
Yeah, no shit,
that
buddy.
That thing was a stairway pitch.
It's Jesus. A pass.
He's
on
still
that.
Going. He's still there. Nah, they said Poughkeepsie. Like, buddy, we're gone.
So that's how the fucking night started. And then we go up to fucking Yonkers, which for all reports, the show's going to be amazing. It's going to be
fantastic.
No one
ever said that, first of all.
I heard a couple of people.
No, this is you being a fucking asshole.
No,
that's what it is.
I was pitched that the show has been...
Who told you that?
I'm not going to name names and embarrass anybody here on the podcast.
He listens.
Inky! No, he said the shows have been great, of course.
And they have been. I've done it twice.
I'm not believing you.
I know, but I just said I've done it twice. But I gave you the expectations. I'm like, it's not going to be fucking...
I knew what I was walking into.
Of course. So what's with the fucking attitude?
I don't have an attitude.
You had a chip on your shoulder the whole fucking night.
I don't have a chip on my shoulder.
Like, I'm asking you how to get the Poughkeepsie or something.
Yeah, I had a chip witch before the pod, I'll tell you that. Not bad in the summertime. Listen... I knew it was going to go that way from Jump Street. So there wasn't really a lot of people there. And then all of a sudden, this one couple showed up. And this is what I want to get into. And it was great. Everything was great. It all worked out. But just,
I bombed.
Yes, you did. But just the psychology.
So did you.
No, I didn't. But the psychology of this. I just want to discuss this because it does act as a microcosm of how certain human beings act around certain other human beings. Most people get it. Most people are cool. Most people know when to shut the fuck up and not fucking make themselves the center of attention. This lady did not. All right? Now, she did come in and she was excited for the show and she was outside saying, guys, free comedy show, come on in, all that kind of stuff. Now, you and I have dealt with the free comedy show circuit for a long time. Now, you make certain concessions.
She's going to suck.
With your pride, with your fucking, you know, how much you'll take just to get the show off to work out the material. We did that for fucking 3 years down in the West Village, fucking climbed out of that.
Sure.
All right? So I knew where it was going to go, and I said, I was like, this lady's going to be a fucking problem. I can tell. So she sits fucking front row. She got her boyfriend, who was a great guy. He was laughing, having a good time. We had a nice little crowd, 15, 20 people, okay? Some families, because it was Father's Day. Host goes up. I didn't see his set. I'm sure Ink did well. The feature went up. She was doing great, but she kept having this lady would like respond to everything.
No, well, this is what
it was like everything was about her.
Yeah, well, like, it was like she was just thinking you were having a conversation with her. I'd be like, so I went to the store the other day. She, oh yeah, you did.
What the
and,
fuck?
You know, I'm like, lady. You weren't in my apartment when I wrote these fucking jokes. I don't need you there. You are, as fucking Seinfeld said, you're in the way. You are just in the fucking way. And they don't get it, and it's tough because she's not being mean, and she's laughing a lot. She's laughing too loud to the point where she's the center of attention.
That's what it's all about.
Of course, I get that. But, like, so it's, she's not being... She's being a fucking asshole, right?
Yes.
Hold on. But... Outwardly, she's not being an asshole, so you can't publicly treat her like an asshole.
Of course.
Otherwise, you're going to lose the rest of the room because she's just a loud, drunk girl that's very happy to be there.
Yeah.
Whereas to me, she's the biggest fucking bitch in the world, and I want to fucking scream at her and kick her out and everything. But I can't, you can't even start to go aggressive towards her because everybody else is going to be like, what the fuck is this guy's
problem?
Well,
I think they were kind of annoyed with her, too.
A little
bit. The show would have been better if she wasn't there.
100%.
Everybody else, because when
show would have been better if I wasn't there.
Woo! Kippy's off to Two City.
The deuce.
The deuce. You're off the deuce. Beat it. Bury you under the
boardwalk. Last night.
Listen, here's the thing. Okay, and it's just like, you're right about all that. That she's not being an asshole, but she is being a fucking asshole. Okay, what I don't get is like, the guy that she's with, who was a nice guy. Okay, so I could tell like the feature had to like, cater to her.
She appeased, yeah. She
and everybody else is kind of held hostage. And she's the fucking ringleader, and it's all about her. So, I mean, like I said, we've done this a million times. I knew it was going to be like that. I knew she was going to be like that. But you say, go up, have a good time, get your fucking jokes out, work on the fucking half an hour, mm-hmm. blah, 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 which I did. I went up, fucking, because I went before Kippy. And she's kind of doing the same thing, but, you know, everything's kind of, you know, working out and all that stuff. And then she, like, leaves for a second and then comes back. And I somehow, you know, starts talking about her dog. Like, what? Like, but I just don't get, I don't know anybody, any of my friends or family that would ever fucking make a spectacle of themselves like that.
Never.
In front of fucking other people.
Never. People are
and
animals.
And if they did, my fucking, like, if I was doing that, my girlfriend would elbow me right in the fucking face.
I would get up and leave. I would
oh
be like,
my God.
I would be like, honey, you have to go. And if she said, no, I'm staying, I go, then I'm leaving because I am not being in this fucking situation.
Well, that was the thing, too, because she was kind of an asshole underneath because I gave her a little pushback. She came in, she sat down, she started, oh, I have a dog. Or I'm fucking like, what? And luckily, I was just about to go into the fucking...
Yeah, you stuck and moved a little bit.
Yeah, stuck and moved and went right into another joke.
Sure.
But... she, like, spit out this whole fucking thing of, like, 20 seconds, like, I have a dog, and it lives with us, and blah, blah, blah. And, like, the room just got quiet, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, but at the same time, like, you are...
And then she was like, oh, okay. So she was kind of, if you would have crossed her, she would have fucking been a fucking dick. Because you would have hurt her delicate sense.
I don't know. I hit her pretty hard. I was calling her drunk. I was like, you need to go home, lady. I'm like,
really? You were running him out? Dude, was huge.
I had him laughing. And at this point, because I was bombing so hard, I had like three of my fucking like bits that I'll do at a club for 10 minutes. I was in my first like fucking 7-8 minutes. And I had three just fucking.
Without her, you were just stinking up the place?
Swinging a miss.
Why?
Well, the one table to the left got their fucking checks and he's going over like it's a fucking life insurance bill. Called him out. He didn't like that.
Yeah, Father's Day. He was there with his family. You're fucking calling
I know,
him
but they
one.
Loved me because they were Dominican from the Heights. So they loved my first two bits and then they were dying and then he got the check right away. So I lost them and then she's ordering fucking wings. So I lost them and then like. So I was just, the energy in the room was just fucking wackadoo, and I was not fucking settled, and I was eating my fucking ball sack. So I only, and then she's sitting there.
Culmination. Don't spoil. The culmination of her assholeness was what happened towards the end of your set.
Oh, she gave me a hand job.
Son of a bitch!
Not being.
The nails were okay.
Ooh, she's ambidextrous. I'll tell you that much.
Ooh, look out, Tiana Trump.
Weeky, weeky.
What'd she do?
Well.
What'd she do?
Hold on. So she was sitting there, and so then I start having them a little bit, and I'm like gaining them. There was a fucking 3-minute period where I was like, this next 15 minutes is going to be fucking brutal. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like fucking just trying. I'm getting them a little bit. I'm getting them a little bit, but they just keep something. I deal with the fucking checks. The checks come. Then her wings come. She's eating her fucking wings loud as shit. She's cleaning her teeth. She's going,
what the fuck?
And I'm like, so finally I go, lady, what are you doing? I'm like, you're sitting here cleaning your teeth. I'm like, there's fucking 10 of us in a room. I got to address it.
Yeah,
I'm like, otherwise,
uncomfortable for everybody
otherwise
else.
Otherwise, I'm the asshole. You know what I mean? I'm like, I have to say this.
You're a fucking open micer if you don't.
Yeah, so I go, but like everybody was addressing, so I didn't want to go up and just like immediately give her the power to do it. But I'm like, I got to fucking do this. So then I start doing that, and like that's doing well. And then like I go into another bit, and that's doing well. And I'm like, all right, I'm building some fucking steam here. Like, you know, let's keep this rolling. And, I look down and she's on the fucking phone.
On the phone.
On
in front of a
she takes a fucking phone.
And this
call.
Isn't a comedy thing. Like I don't want you to think that we're just up here bitching about like, it's tough being a comic. Like I said, this is a microcosm of how fucking people act around other fucking people. How do you not know that that's a fucking dickhead fucking move? That's fucking privilege right there. I'm more important than you and everybody else that's fucking here, and I'm the fucking star of the show, so I'm going to take my phone call.
That's not necessarily
and
privilege.
And you're just a little
sure.
jester. That is privilege. How is that not privilege?
What they say when it's your privilege. Privilege is fucking, you know what I mean? Like,
cash.
I'm looked at one way by institutions or the cops or whatever.
Institutions?
Yeah.
Like the Big Head Institute?
We're going to need a bigger...
The Eyebrows Institute of America?
Well, it's not privilege in the sense of the word that's privilege being used now. You sound like a dummy, first of all.
No, I don't. That's privilege to
no,
me. That's being privileged.
Yeah, just because that's
privilege
you.
Behavior.
What do you mean?
That's fucking...
No, that's asshole behavior. She's being a fucking asshole. That's what she's being.
Aren't they the same thing?
No.
All right, what's privilege then?
I just fucking white privileges or privileges.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Me
take
walking.
It easy, David Duke. Nobody's mentioning race here.
Yeah, but I'm saying privilege is just like the opportunities you have. He was privileged. He had a privileged childhood.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't mean she's privileged. Yeah. She's a fucking asshole.
I see it as privileged behavior. How about
that? What does that mean? Define that.
That means acting in a privileged way, like you're
better than
everybody.
What do you mean by privilege? You can't define a word with the same word.
Acting like you're more important than other people.
Yeah, that's not privilege. That's being an asshole. Privileged is your upbringing, the opportunities you were provided.
Where I'm from, we call that acting privilege.
Because you're from a dumb fucking household. That's why. Your family is fucking idiots.
And my family would never fucking do something like that.
Neither would mine. But regardless. So I had a fucking, I go, lady, what are you doing? I'm like, are you on the phone? She's like, yeah, it's my mom. She's watching the kids. I had to answer. I go, no one else would answer the fucking phone. I'm like, if it was an emergency, you shouldn't be fucking sitting here. You know what I mean? And she's like, well, no, I got it. And then she was like,
okay,
drunk.
Comedy.
She's like, yeah, listen to a guy who's getting by.
Ooh, the new album, actually, Getting By.
I actually needed it because it turned the set. You know what I mean? Like, it turned the... I was able to fucking... I started killing with shitting on her, and I was able to, like, kind of take that and dismount, as you will. But I was shitting on her, and, yeah, and I was just like... I'm like, lady, well, you can't just be fucking doing it. Like, that's crazy. I'm like, that's crazy. She's like, but I got to go home, and I got to pack their lunches or something like that. Because she was just drunk.
She's fucking 12 Chardonnays.
That's what I said. I said, lady, I don't know you, but you are in no condition to be packing lunches tomorrow. I'm like, they're going to get the lunch table pull out. There's a shoe, an iPhone charger, and, like, that's killing. So I just did that and got out. But, like, yeah, she fucking sucked. And it was a fucking, you know, it was tough sledding at some points for the old kipster.
But we were grateful to be there. You got to say that. Grateful to be there. Great show.
I really was. I mean, dude.
It was great. It was great. Nice ride up. Nice ride back. Worked on a half an hour.
Did 20.
Good night. But that goes along a little bit with my second bit of hard feelings. I know we're a little bit more hard feelings this week than last week. It was all fun and goofing around. Had a lot of good times. But now the real relationship shows through.
Yeah.
The way Kippy and I really are. Not fans of each other.
No.
Wait, you have hard feelings with me?
I always got hard feelings with you. Your fucking jerk-off texts on Friday night. But no, I'm not getting into that. All right?
No, that's how you perceive those texts, you lunatic.
I see, you know, I can't. It's always my perception, or I don't know what this word means or that word means.
I don't understand diet or exercise.
Yeah, I don't know what algorithm means.
I don't know how to brush my teeth.
People like me. Listen. It's the same thing as this, okay? Excuse me. People who have a conversation, okay? It's usually two guys, all right, have a conversation. They have the conversation wanting an audience where they say it like, you know, yeah, and then you went over there, you know what I mean? And they want you to
hear.
It's
loud. They're projecting so other people.
And like, then you look up and he's making eye contact with you.
It's the worst thing in the world.
While he's telling his buddy a story.
What's this, on the subway?
Trying to get a laugh. It's fucking on the subway, man.
Or in your bedroom.
Hey, you guys want to keep it down?
You guys keep it down. I'm trying to catch a snooze.
You do what you want with her, but it's.
Buddy, I got a gig in a couple hours. I got to be fresh.
Ooh, oh, I love a good nap.
Oh, forget about it.
But listen, man, it's the same thing. It's like this sense of ego that, like,
you know, man, it's the ego. The ego is a fucking.
So how are we fucking performers, theoretically?
Not last night.
And entertainers, okay.
He's a circus clown.
Well, whatever. Like, how are we that? And we know, like, we don't do that. I'm never in a restaurant like trying to get the table next.
Yeah,
to us.
Yeah, then
to
they
laugh.
Say go fuck themselves.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong?
Yeah,
we
have an outlet for it. Ultimately, you know what I mean. We have this.
I wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, but there's the same people that are also have that same guy who's like over talking at the restaurant or on the subway is also going, these fucking idiots go into a fucking radio studio once a week and record themselves. They're that pompous that they think people want it, like that they're them complaining about stuff needs to be heard. And let me tell you, I just got the numbers. We're a hit!
Woo! Baby!
We're back, baby!
Had a little dip the last couple weeks. Didn't want to say anything.
I was packing my cubicle up. I was going home.
Yikes. Getting ready to move the Yonkers.
Do my residency bombing every Sunday. Hey, you guys need someone to bomb for 25 minutes? You got me.
Yeah, man. People do want to hear it. It's great.
I understand that, but I'm just saying that they're thinking, like, who gives a fuck what these people think.
Shouldn't you be agreeing with me?
I'm just off a change of perspective. I see what you're saying. Yeah, it's fucking stupid, fucking very insecure behavior, and people are looking for attention. That's all they're doing. But our whole life is seeking attention and validation.
Through the proper channels, though.
That's, in our eyes, yeah, the proper channels.
I think
But there's also people out there with, like, 9 followers tweeting, like, oh, man, my day today. And it's like, hey, buddy, no one gives a fuck. All right, pack it up. Take a hike, will you? Jesus Christ.
I don't usually get political on here, but...
Oh, do you?
Shut up.
Somebody once... I heard somebody was like, yeah, it's not really like the kind of stuff... like, it's like not on brand with what I post. This is like a civilian.
Not on brand.
It was like a... It was like a cousin's friend. I'm like, lady, you're a nurse. What do you mean on brand with what you post? You got to run it by fucking HR before you post it?
Well, usually
standards and practices? Brand. Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah, man, it's fucking stupid. And we've talked about this. We talked about it a little bit on Sunday. We're just having a conversation. And, you know, sometimes the hard feelings are, like I said, you know, I don't know why I keep saying this, but, you know, sometimes it's fun. And sometimes, like you guys out there, it just fucking gets to you. It just gets to you. And I don't feel like a lot of people want to have conversations anymore, unless we're just around a bunch of assholes. But a lot of people don't want to have conversations anymore. They just want to fucking spit out what they want to say and don't really listen to anybody else. You know, like our buddy Brian Ink actually brought up a good point. When somebody comes at you, oh, what shows are you watching? They just want to fucking be like, oh, well, I'm watching. I want to get away from it, man. Get a place out in the country.
Man, I'm telling you, we were up there in Westchester.
Ooh.
Or wherever, Yonkers, wherever the fuck that is.
Oh, no, fuck that. I'm talking.
I'm talking
buying the farm, Kippy.
Dude, there's farms and shit by there. You can fucking... I'm telling you,
What are they growing? Sneakers? What are you talking about? It's fucking downtown Yonkers.
I also, one thing I want to do is...
get a wig? Get a rug?
Kippy's wigs never come off.
Do something with those man titties, I'll tell you that.
Oh, really? You're falling out of your Northern Pike Lodge shirt. That thing stinks.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, there's a trout on it and he's got titties.
It's a dark day. I'm off.
A dark day.
I'm not performing tonight. That's in the entertainment world, it's considered you're dark. Fair enough. Most of Yonkers, either way, was a good time. Now, what do you have for me?
I don't know. I was just thinking. I don't know if I should get into it, to be honest.
No, don't be a fucking pussy. Hard feelings, hard feelings, hard feelings, hard feelings.
All right, all right. Pippy.
Well, I'll give you a minute to
No, it's all right.
You sure?
Let me get into it. Hold on, but we're changing all the names and locations.
All right, but I wanted to actually sit down with you. I don't have hard feelings with you, but I wanted to try to talk to you, if you will.
Okay. I don't like where this is going. No, you can't borrow $40.
I think I have a UTI, by the way. All right, nobody cares. Fair enough.
Well, what do you want to know? What are they going to call up?
I don't know. Maybe somebody knew what was
going
on.
We had this conversation yesterday. What am I going to be like, oh, tell me more? And fake radio? We're in the moment, baby.
I wanted to just discuss with you the you in the apartment by yourself. Not in like a, you know, she's gone kind of way, fucking Steve Perry. But... This is the I realized last night as I was snuggling with my girlfriend, relaxing in the air conditioning, watching a movie.
I don't have any of those. I don't have a girlfriend, air conditioning,
wait,
or a
what?
Movie. What?
You don't have air conditioning?
Not yet.
Not
I'm
yet? What are you waiting for?
Tonight. I've been sleeping with frozen peas and cauliflower in the bed.
You're in between air conditioners right now? You fucking loser.
Well, I got the apartment in December. What, am I going to buy an air conditioner?
It's fucking almost July. Yeah, you should have had that. I've had my AC on since April. What are you talking about?
There's been two nights that it's been bad.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you.
What is this, Cool Hand Luke?
We're on the fourth floor.
You were there with your boxers on.
We get a boxer briefs.
Your hair sweater all over your body. Ew, in there sleeping alone. Oh, my God, you don't have an air conditioner.
I'm getting one tonight.
It was cooking last night.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, what are you...
Buddy, listen,
my mom lying about how hot and cold it is?
In my previous apartment, I never took the AC out. I would turn the fan on in February just to get them... I need circulation, I need noise, I need coldness. I'm telling you, man, it hasn't been bad. I've been fine. Tonight, you goddamn sure I'm on my way home. I'm in a hardware store getting a fucking something with 50,000 BTUs.
Your tears have been keeping you cool. No, I just wanted to talk to you. Do you want to... Let's just talk about this now, since we're just kind of opening up.
Okay.
I realized last night that this is the first time that you have ever lived alone, maybe in your whole life.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But definitely since you've been in New York. And
yeah.
It's like, it's not like, you know, it's like you have this apartment that's not really near anybody, okay?
Nope.
If something happened, it's not like, you know, somebody's around the corner. You're in that small,
I got
dark...
Gouge around the corner.
You got Gouge around the corner, yeah, but he's probably not going to take your call.
No.
After the Yonkers thing.
No.
All right?
He heard.
And how is that? I mean, and not like, you know, she's not here, and obviously all that fucking.
It's lonely, stuff man. It's very, very no. It's boring. That's it. It's boring.
No laptop.
No, I have a laptop. Did you just fart? You
no,
did.
I
yeah,
didn't.
You did.
What are you talking?
You
about?
Farted.
I did.
Unless
not.
Unless your fucking belly button's leaking again, you farted.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, you got to keep up appearances on the podcast.
Yeah, then change your T-shirt, will you? Let's just fucking start with that. Yeah, man, it's just boring. It's there's not a lot to do.
You get home at night, she's not there.
Yeah, probably order a burrito typically, hence the titties.
What's the whack schedule? I mean, that's fucking
24/7. It's wide open over there, buddy.
No, but like, I wouldn't.
It's boring. Yeah, man, it's boring. There's fucking.
I would have a real hard time with it.
Yeah, it's not fun.
And okay, let's just be. On the surface, I'd have a hard time as far as the scared factor.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Like, the ghosts, like, just the creepiness. Dude, that's when dudes get possessed and shit like that.
Yeah.
When you're by yourself, you're weak. That's when the fucking, the Babadook creeps in and fucking gets his hands on you.
You get the no-nos.
Like, what would you do if something happened in the middle of the night? You would wake up alone?
Well, that's what I was thinking. So, I sleep with the window open. And well, we're right there by the water, so we get a cool fucking breeze.
Oh my god! What are you a fucking? Stop selling this nearby the water. You're fucking 2 miles away from the river.
What are you talking about?
It's
no,
not like you're on the back bay, of fucking
down in Sea Isle.
Yeah,
where the living's easy, huh?
This guy.
No, so so I was just sitting there thinking, like, and we always I sleep with the window open, and it's the window with the fire escape, but we're on the fourth story or whatever, and like the fire escape's in a back alley or so. So it's like.
That's even more perfect for somebody to creep
whatever,
up.
Whatever, man. If they come up, I mean, what do I got at this point? Fucking.
You're putting up a fight?
Yeah, let's come on in, buddy. Do you need a place to crash for a couple of days?
You want
to
split a burrito?
I got two. There's some fresh guac in the fridge.
Uh-huh.
So I thought about it when it was both of us sleeping. I'm like, all right, if a guy were to come in, like, we'd be laying in bed, and I'm like, in my head, just running through the fucking wackadoo scenario.
It doesn't
matter,
even if it's a little kid or just somebody there.
Well, let me finish. So, of course, I'm like, if someone comes in, I'm like, there's at least two of us. Like, if I'm fucking tussling with him, she can call the neighbor, the cops, the something. I'm sitting there, do the one night, it was the first night or second night after she left, I'm just laying there fucking dead silent.
No, I couldn't do it.
Dead,
couldn't
dude.
Couldn't do it.
Pitch black.
No, what?
And I'm just laying there, and the window's open, and it's open, like, you know, a foot. Oh. And I'm going, that's too much. You know what I mean? I'm like, that guy can get in without me even hearing him. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, the creeper.
Yeah.
Ooh, they call me the creeper.
So then I'm sitting there low, and I'm like 6 inches. But then if you have to lift it, so yeah. So it's that's definitely on my mind.
That sucks.
Yeah.
You want to crash at Uncle Hank's for a little while?
No, I just I don't need bed bugs this time of year. I appreciate it, though. Yeah, no, it's tough. It's an adjustment. You know what I mean? So it's just like not having another energy in the apartment. You know what? It's like silent. It's dead. It's like fucking.
Yeah, I couldn't. I was thinking I couldn't. I don't like, you know, I don't like being alone. So I don't really.
Sure.
I'm not a big fan of myself.
And it's yeah.
But at night, yeah, just the like the creepy.
But
factor.
It's even tougher because like
your apartment looks like it could be haunted.
What do you mean?
That building's a little scary. Somebody got killed in that building.
It's New York. Someone's been killed in every building.
Fair enough.
But yeah, stuff. All right, so let's hop into this.
You got some hard feelings you want to get off your chest.
All right, I'm looking at notes. Like I don't even have anything.
Looking at notes? This is why you're bombing. Got you a fucking roll with your gut.
No, I was looking to see. I had some other stuff. One sec.
Just be funny. I have something I forgot to tell you from Memorial Day that I saw. Some lady left a dog in the car in a parking lot. And everybody freaked the fuck out, called the cops. Cops showed up, smashed the window.
Oh,
great.
Yeah. I had a... So I did this show...
All right, fuck
whatever,
the dog.
Yeah. Who cares?
Is this the story that you didn't want
no,
to tell?
No, this was just... This is something else, but you'll appreciate it.
Will I?
I think so. I had a... So I did a show on Wednesday, uptown, right? And,
sure.
And fucking pretty good show. Just like, it's not a great... It's a cool room, just whatever. Just... Something was missing. Everybody wasn't doing great.
Is it that same show?
Yeah,
that you've
done
a few times?
It's pretty packed. Like, there was probably, like, 20-something people there. It's a small little room. It's cool. It's fun. And it's like, it's a fucking workout space. I go up, I do one or two bits that I know work. Fucking 5 minutes of new shit in the middle. Something on the end to button it up. You know, have a good night.
Mm-hmm.
So, I,
Sounds real smooth in theory, huh?
No, it's fine. So I go up. The guy before me goes up and he struggles. And he was an L.A. comic. I don't even, so
say no more.
Yeah, he goes up and he struggles, and I don't know. He just seemed very green to me. Like, you know, it was very like he was. I don't know. Just very. He was like still hitting the notes of like these bits that I'm like, these are like bits. Like, how do you, like, you're not changing the energy for the, you know what I mean? He was like performing these fucking polished bits in a room that it was like a work, you know, that was like,
I got you.
It's like, you're not being vulnerable. It's like too much now. So he struggled in my eyes. He struggled a bit. If he hears this, I apologize, but he struggled a bit. And then, so then I go up and like, it's doing all, everything's doing all right. I'm doing like new stuff that I've literally never even said. And it's going well. Everything's getting a reaction where I want a reaction. I'm going, I get the book. I'm having fun. I'm like making a thing out of it. It's going well. Everybody's enjoying themselves.
Okay.
And, so then at one point, like, I said something like, ah, I feel like, I'm like, I feel like these all have a little bit of a soft landing or something. Like, that got a joke, like, that got a laugh, you know, just whatever. Workout room, free show, Wednesday night, doing it. So I get off stage, and he immediately, oh, it ends up with a heckler, and I'm fucking screaming. I forgot about this. I'm screaming at the fucking, I lose it. And I lose it because Reggie Conquest is on the show, and he's sitting next to the heckler. So I go, I know if this dude stands up, me and Reggie can fucking tune this dude up. If worse comes, you know, if push comes to show.
What was he heckling?
He was like, ugh, he did something like that. And I just hated him because before the show, he comes in, he's drunk. He's like a regular. And he comes in, he's like, I guess he's an actor. And he goes, you have to put me on the show.
Oh, my God, I know about this.
Did I tell you?
Yeah, you told me this part.
He goes, you have to put me on the show. I'm SAG eligible.
Oh, SAG eligible?
Or SAG, I'm in SAG. I don't know. I
eligible, I, fucking.
Whatever.
Cassidy SAG eligible.
He goes, honey, I'm in SAG. That's what it was.
Oh, my.
Honey, I'm in SAG. And I was just like, this guy fucking sucks.
Oh, my.
Who comes into a room.
If for
and
people who don't know, SAG is the Screen Actors Guild.
Or Foley's Nut SAG.
The SAG.
The saga continues, you know what I mean? Aye, Bobby.
The SAG is in the toilet bowl.
So, I just didn't fucking like him. He's drunk and he's just being a fucking
dick.
Dick the whole time. So I get up there and he just goes like, like something like that. Like some fucking dismissive thing. And I go, I'm like, if there's anybody else but this guy, I'd let it slide. I'm like, I've hated you since before this show started. I'm like, just shut up. And I go, and I'm like, something's, and I'm shitting on him, and it's killing, and it's killing, it's killing, and killing. Put the mic in. Hey, fuck you guys. I was like, hey, you guys have been great. That guy fucking sucks. I'll see you later.
Right.
Mic in the stand. I walk out. Another comic, the guy that went on before me, comes up. He's like, hey, man, they were like, really, I was getting some light landings, some soft landings as well, but like, I think you did a good job and all stuff. And I'm like, yeah, you were getting soft landings because you stink. You know what I mean? Like, don't fucking, like, console me. I'm fucking up there kicking the tires on new bits. Like, I'm reading shit out. Did you fart again?
No.
You did.
I didn't.
Dude, you
Kevin,
stink.
Stop it.
You fucking, you're dirty.
That's your shoes
you
or
didn't
something.
Shower.
That's not true.
Oh my God, dude. That's terrible.
You're broadcasting here.
Yeah, so stop fucking farting, man. Strike a match.
I don't have, what am I, a fucking old baseball player? I don't have matches.
You smoke.
No, not Matt with
apparently
matches.
You smoke out of your butthole, too. That thing's whistling. Couple of screaming, dude, come on, man.
I didn't fart,
crack
man.
Crack the window.
It's fucking bulletproof. What
no,
are you talking
dude,
to?
Dude, there's the handles on it.
There's another window on the other side. That doesn't open. People be jumping out of this thing.
I'm about to.
What are you talking about?
Dude, you fucking
you can't
stink.
Have open windows on the 17th floor.
Oh, my God. How are you going to whatever. All right, so the story, I'm like, for the listener, I have my mic. I'm 55 feet away from Foley right now.
Again, all right. The man don't come rolling in here.
So Friday, I
bad time to take a tour of the studio, the new sponsors.
So Friday, I'm hanging out with.
Wait, hold on. Is this the story?
This is the story.
Okay.
What time is
so
it?
That's all you have for the.
Yeah, it was just a little.
The heckler didn't do anything?
No, I shut him up and moved on. But then the guy like came up to like he had to like console like, hey man, they were tough for me too. I'm like, yeah, cause you stink. Get out of my face. You know what I mean? Like, don't fucking just hey, good set and keep it moving or something. Don't like. Lump your set in with my set, you know what I mean? Like, comment on my set or move, you know, I don't
gotcha.
Fucking care.
Okay.
That's all that was.
So this sounds like you got something juicy. Hopefully this doesn't involve a comedy show or a restaurant.
No. So, Friday night.
Friday night.
No, Saturday night, I apologize. Saturday night.
Okay.
It really was Saturday.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, go ahead.
Saturday night, I got all banged up Friday, so I you know, kind of lazy, got up and I ran. I was supposed to meet up with you, but then I got super fucking tired. I was like, I'm going to stay in the neighborhood, text my buddy Googe, who I'm going to have to talk to him before this comes out because I still haven't spoken to him since.
Okay.
So
this is a Googe story?
Yeah.
All right.
So he texts me, hey, what are you doing? Nothing. I'm like, all right. He's like, yo, we're like, yo, let's go get dinner let's go get Dominican food in the Heights. And then he's like, I got to run back. I got Airbnb guests coming. I got to, just clean the apartment real quick. And then we'll go to the bar in the Heights and, like, just hang and drink and whatever. I'm like, fucking bet. Let's do that.
Okay. Go sounds get like dinner. A nice night.
Perfect. Sure. Low key. Go get dinner. Walk back to his house. He's got to wash the towels for the people, but there's some ladies using all the fucking washer and dryer, so he can't do it. And they're coming in like 15 minutes. And now it's like 9:30, right? And he goes, I'm like, hey, man, you want? He's running around frantically trying to clean his apartment. And I'm like,
you guys in these Airbnbs?
I'm like,
okay, go ahead.
Do you want me to do anything? He's like, where do you think I can get towels right now? I'm like, probably at one of like the crazy weird department, like dollar department stores on St. Nick.
They're not dollar department. That's a bodega with fucking tinfoil.
No, there's like those weird houseware stores.
Oh, man.
That like everything's places. Dingy and plastic. Ooh. Yeah. So I'm like, you can probably get towels there for like a nickel or something. You know what I mean? Get a whole lot of
them.
They're
real thin, though.
Yeah, but he just needs towel. He doesn't have anything.
They're like gym towels.
Whatever. He needs towels. So he's like, and I can see that he's like kind of, I'm like, do you want me to go? And he's like, I think I might have time if I leave now and still to clean up. I'm like, do you want me to do anything? He's like, so I offer him, like, do you want me to go get, I'll run and go get the towels for you. But like, I'm like, these places got to be closed. It's 9:30 on a Saturday. Like, I'll go on this mission. So I run out, fucking hot, I'm sweaty. I run up the hill, they try the thing, bah, 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 trying to find everything. I'm going one place, everything on St. Nick's closed. Like, oh, fuck, there's a Marshall's. Pull it up, the Marshall's.
Ooh, there you go.
But the Marshall's is like probably 10 blocks from me. So, and the Marshall's closes at 10. It's like 9:39 at this point.
All right.
Fuck, so I start running there. He calls me, and my phone's fucked up. I can't hear that well on the speaker. So I go, all right, hey, you know. He goes, yeah, we don't need you. We're good. We're good. So I go, all right, I'll head back. So I hang up the phone. Don't make it to the Marshall's. Start heading back. And then he texts me, hey, man, something came up. I can't hang out. I'm not going to hang out right now. He had other plans happened that he chose while I was in the midst of hanging out with him and running and doing errands for him.
Did you bring the towels back?
Well, I didn't buy the towels. I just said that. He called me, hey, we don't need the towels, as I was on my way to Marshall's.
Okay.
Right? You follow?
I'm with you.
Okay. So I go, okay, cool. I'll be back in a minute. We were hanging out. We had dinner. We were about to go to the bar. And he goes, hey, I made other plans. I can't go to the bar.
And I was, what were the other plans? Do you know?
Yeah, he's made other plans.
Okay.
Yeah, just whatever. He had other plans. He's like, I'm going to go do that. And I was like, well, what the fuck? We were in the middle of hanging out.
Well, what if it was a female situation? I'm saying, if it... guys.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, all right, we're in the middle of fucking hanging out. I'm running in the summer heat looking for towels for you, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, we're not hanging out. I'm uptown, the fucking trains are broken, and I'm like, oh, well, that's my night. I gotta go fucking sit in my fucking sad-ass lonely apartment by myself, and it's 9:30, and I'm sober.
All right, well, I'm having trouble helping you here.
Okay.
Because I don't know what the reason was or what the plan
was. He was going to hang out with somebody. What the fuck's the difference?
Well, if it's a girl, it's doesn't.
I'm sure it's different, but I'm just saying it's like I'm in the middle of
it's
doing.
Not like
you
if he called you and was like, "Hey, listen, Foley just called me. I'm going to hang out with them."
Of course, I'm just saying. How do you not see that this is like I'm in the middle of running a fucking errand for him to make money? Do you like? Am I crazy in this situation? I can't be.
I mean, a little bit.
How?
If some girl hit him up and was like, "Hey, let's hang out," you got to understand that.
I understand it. I'm just saying, like, I'm allowed to be frustrated in the moment of like.
In the moment, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But you be a good friend and you say, all right, man, you go do what you do.
Of course.
What about the scene in fucking Good Will Hunting where Robin Williams didn't go to see the baseball game? He slid his fucking ticket across the bar, says, sorry, fellas, I got to go see about a girl. What if he had to go see about a girl?
Yeah, but there was other friends. I'm just sitting here with my fucking dick in my hand. I got to go. I was upset that I had to go back to my... I changed my plans.
Wait, what other friends?
In the movie that you're quoting, him and his friends went to the fucking game. There was other friends. I gotta go fucking walk to fucking 191st Street, sit in my fucking apartment with my dick in my hands because the subways don't fucking run, And now it's like 10 o'clock at night, and I'm like, all right, well, what the fuck am I going to do? Nothing, huh. Just sit here. I'm pissed because I changed plans to meet up with you to hang out with him in the fucking Heights and hang and chill. Mm-hmm. Now my plans with you were fucking done.
Mm-hmm.
My plans with him are fucking done. It's 10 o'clock. I'm sober. I got to go sit in this fucking apartment. And he tells me as I'm running a fucking errand for him.
But something came up.
I get that. I'm just saying I'm not saying he made the wrong decision.
Okay.
I don't know why you keep going back to that. I'm saying I'm frustrated. I'm sitting there like, okay, cool. I'm going to go do you this favor and then come back and we're going to get drunk and have a good night.
Well, it sounds to me like you're frustrated with yourself and not with your friend.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying. If
what you
okay, what if you had...
No, right now I'm frustrated with you because you're acting like a fucking idiot.
I'm not. What if you had a cool apartment to go back to where there was like air conditioning and video games and hanging out? You'd be like, oh, okay.
So no, really, I'm still pissed because I changed my plans with you to hang out in this, to stay uptown and hang out.
I wasn't upset that you changed.
I'm not saying you. Why is this about you, you fat fucking idiot?
I'm just saying.
Oh, God, you're terrible. You like...
So you understand...
Of course, I'm not saying he did the wrong thing.
Okay,
I'm saying I'm frustrated.
Okay,
and I don't see how you can't side with me and be like, yeah, man, that's shitty. You work 5 days a week at a fucking day job, plus do comedy at night. You have one night off to hang with your friends. You're hanging with your friend who you've changed your plans with, and then in the middle of running an errand for him. Well, I volunteer. Hey, I'll go run 10 blocks to go buy you towels. As I'm doing that, he goes, hey, man. Forget that. We're not hanging out anymore. See you later. I'm saying that's frustrating. Can you not see that?
I mean, a little bit, but you have
to... Oh, my God. All right, a little bit.
You're getting mad at me because I disagree with you.
What? Yeah, because you're, like, just dismissing it. I'm like, dude, that is frustrating.
I'm not dismissing it.
Yes, it is. It's 100% frustrating.
I'm not dismissing it. I would have understood. Like, oh, all right, man. Go do what you got to do.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But I'm saying, dude, I work all fucking week. I have one night... I have two nights a week that I get to fucking hang out and do something with, like, even less than that, without shit scheduled. And
well,
I'm like,
you should have came down and hung out with the kid from the
man,
jump.
Yeah, fucking, you're terrible.
Huh? You know what I did? Fucking
I'm so fucking
out.
Mad at you right now. It's not even
Why
funny.
Are you mad at me?
Because you're just frustrating. It's like, I'm sitting here, like, and you're just, like, very fucking, from Jump Street, you're like, I don't see what the problem, I don't know what this was. Fucking empathize a little bit. Jesus Christ, I'm pissed. I was in the middle of plans with somebody, and someone's like, hey, I'll see you later. And I was like, oh, fuck, cool. We just talked about it.
But
I gotta
he
go
had
sit.
A reason.
I get that. I'm just saying I'm frustrated.
All right, I understand
right.
Your frustration.
Let's
Don't be
up.
Like that.
Nah, man, it's just frustrating. Like, it's just like, it's so dismissive.
I'm not being dismissive. I'm just saying if it was that situation, you just understand and keep it moving.
Yes, all right. You're focused on the action rather than how I felt in the moment. That's what I'm saying is frustrating.
It hurt your feelings.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, fuck, now I gotta sit here with my thumb on my ass. I can't go downtown. I'm fucking, like, literally the trains weren't running.
Have the thumb up your ass thing work
fucking
out.
Worse than, it's better than this podcast.
So what'd you do? You went back to the apartment?
No, I threw a fucking party. What do you think I did? Yeah, I went back to the apartment and fucking sat there.
I feel bad for you.
Oh, God, man.
What is wrong with you?
Me?
Yeah.
Nothing. I'm sitting here trying to tell you something, and you fucking just fucking... I side with him. I side with him. Like,
I'm an understanding guy. I don't know. I get it.
I understand his... You're saying you're focused on his decision. That's what you... You're like, I get why he did it. I get why he did it, too. Get that through your fat
Listen,
fucking skull.
If you think I'm going to publicly come out and go against the Godfather, you're out of your mind.
All right.
I'm Team Googe. You got some emails? We got a grudge of the week?
Yeah, me
coming
you.
At you?
Not
I don't
really.
Understand why you're so bummed out at me.
I'm just saying it's like, it's frustrating. Like,
I get it. I understand.
All right, whatever. Yeah, it's just like.
What did you want me to, okay, what, okay.
Oh man, that sucks. That's shitty. What, like nothing. You just go, yeah, I get it. Like fucking.
I don't think it's that shitty. I honestly don't.
All right, that's what I'm saying. We don't think alike then.
All right,
really.
We don't have to throw a hissy fit and take
I'm not
your ball
throwing a hissy
home,
fit.
Shitting on the podcast, on the OG Podcast Network, the Hard Feelings Podcast, with H. Foley and Kevin James Grumpy Ryan. It sounds to me like you were more upset to go home to your apartment.
Yes, that's the story.
Well, you gotta fucking jazz up the fucking home life. Get
That's
a roommate.
Not the,
Get
so now you're correcting
demon.
Me rather than playing along with the idea. You're going, oh, get Xbox. That's not, I was so upset in the moment. Let's talk about the moment. No, you focused on going, yeah, he's not wrong. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm saying he made a decision, which I understand. I'm saying I'm frustrated in the moment, and you're just like, yeah, but I get him. Yeah, I know you get him. And you're going, get Xbox. Yeah, get that's not what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm talking about I'm frustrated. I was frustrated in the moment. We're sharing the thing, and you're so fucking dumb. It's crazy.
What are you talking about? Guys, if you have an email that you want to send to us.
I don't even know what we have, to be honest.
Hardfeelingspod@gmail.com. Send us a hard feelings. Or somebody fucking send an email and decipher this fucking mess that we're in. Am I wrong? Is Kippy wrong? Was Googe wrong?
I'm not saying...
What's the towels really like at Marshall's?
I'm not saying
how did it work
wrong.
Out with the Airbnb people?
Yeah.
And wait, hold on. Let me ask you this. You said you haven't talked to him. Just naturally, or you're not talking to him right now?
That was it.
Semi-naturally, or you just haven't got a chance? Do you have hard feelings towards him about this?
I was upset.
In the moment, as you had said several times, but what about now?
No, we don't.
So you're not talking to him?
Yeah, we just haven't had anything to talk about.
Okay.
Like, it's just like, we don't text every day, like, hey, what do you do, want to hang out, hey, what are you doing, or this, or that, or text a link to something, but like, we don't have a constant dialogue all day, every day.
I mean, friends do that to each other sometimes.
Why
are you getting so frustrated?
I'm not, but like, you keep going, friends do that to some, the story was about how I felt shitty in the moment, and you completely disregarded that, and keep going, I get what he's saying.
I didn't, I just...
Yes, you did, and you still do by going, friends do that sometimes to some people.
Well, I think you're overreacting a little bit.
I'm telling you, I was upset and hurt and sad that I had to go back to my apartment, and you're going, yeah, but Googe wasn't wrong. No fucking shit. It's not about him. It's about me, you dummy.
Well, I'm sorry you felt that way.
Thanks. Okay, all better. Let's not have a conversation about my feelings. Just go, I'm sorry you felt
that
way.
We weren't having a conversation
about
feelings.
No, you were having
a
conversation on his actions and the fact that I don't have fucking Xbox. You dumb fuck. How do you not get that?
Well, do you want to discuss more how you felt?
No, I want to fight you right now. Like, it's not even funny how angry I am at you.
That's terrible. Why would you want to hit me?
I don't know.
I'm
an
old man.
I was hit yesterday, too.
You wanted to hit me yesterday?
I pushed you. And that was when you got it. What?
That love tap? I thought you were hugging me.
No, but that was, I didn't control that. That happened. That wasn't like I had to catch myself.
All right. Oh, well, I would never hurt you.
Yeah, you couldn't. We know that. All right, this is the grudge of the week. From Jay.
Jay?
I had a meeting where we were asked to contribute to a project.
Here
it was presented as a suggestion, and she admitted she didn't know much about it, so we could look it up and do it if we wanted. Okay, I guess it was just like, hey, if you want to do this, do this.
This sounds like a community college project from the grammar of this email.
A couple people did it. Then an email comes out requesting everybody to do it.
Project at work.
A project at work.
Got to have a partner? Is that what it was? Who's the girl?
No, the boss. Said, hey, here's a project that some people want to work on it.
Okay.
Some people said, yeah, I'll work on it.
Okay.
Then an email came across saying, hey, everyone has to do it. A few more assholes do it, I guess. And then people start getting reamed because it was perfectly clear it was mandatory. This was last week. I could literally tell you stuff until I retire. That's all. We just have like a bunch of little...
What the hell was that?
Yeah, man. I don't know. People are fucking dumb. What do you want from me?
What's the hard feelings?
The fact that their boss is being an asshole and like making them saying, hey, you have to do this and you don't have to do this, and then that's that. You know, I don't fucking know.
First they opened up and said, hey, it's not a big deal. And then she says, now you have to do it. It's mandatory. Mixed signals from fucking upper management.
Yeah, but they're yelling at people saying, like, hey, you have to fucking do this. When it was like a week ago, it was like, she said we didn't have to do this.
Bosses fucking suck.
And that shit's frustrating in the moments, you know?
You got something else for me? You want to wrap this puppy up?
We
got to
wrap this up.
We got the 2-city tour coming up.
And I
got
to pee.
You
got to
get some sleep, Kippy. And be ready for Thursday and Friday night.
Yeah, that's it.
It's going to be a hot one.
I can't find the other two. I don't know if they were on Instagram. I forget.
All right, well, we'll get to them next week. Listen, guys, do us a favor. Go over to fucking iTunes, leave a fucking 5-star review, share the podcast, let everybody know. We appreciate all your fucking support. Sorry, Mommy and Daddy were fighting this week a little bit towards the end. It happens. That's why it's called Hard Feelings.
You annoy me so much.
Okay, I apologize.
Yeah.
I just happen to see things from the other side.
Sure, as do I. I don't understand why you keep saying that. That is so frustrating.
I don't know why you keep saying that. We talked about...
What's the... There is no other side. I'm not questioning his behavior.
Okay.
I'm questioning the result of his behavior that fucking
how
I
would affect it you.
Yes. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
And I was saying I was very frustrated. That's hard feelings. Oh, fuck. I'm stuck uptown. I wanted to hang out tonight and relax because I work so fucking hard between comedy and work and everything. And now I don't have any fucking friends. I'm just sitting on fucking 191st Street with nothing to do. That is frustrating. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That was my hard feelings. You somehow took it as I'm super upset at him and that he's right and everything. Yeah, I get that he's... I'm not judging his actions.
Okay.
I'm saying the result of his actions left me in a shitty situation that I wasn't happy with.
On a Saturday night.
On a Saturday night. All so right. I lost my Saturday night.
You lost your Saturday... Did it pick up Sunday?
No, morning? I fucking bombed at Yonkers. The whole fucking weekend sucked.
And now we brought it all back full circle,
but I'm just saying,
baby.
It's like I have fucking two nights of the week off. Like, I have Friday, I have... Saturday, that's my day that I get to just fucking do something for me. Mm-hmm. Whether it be comedy, they're like, oh, cool, I have club spots. Or, hey, I want to hang out with my friends and do something.
Okay.
If that gets fucked up, I don't get that again until next Saturday. Like, that's shitty. And I work very fucking hard. And the fact that I wanted to go out, fucking drink, blow off some steam, have some fucking laughs with either whether it be you or whatever, just the way the cards fell, mm-hmm. I was stuck with my dick in my hand, and it really fucking frustrated me.
Well, I'll tell you what, because I know you got
I don't know how you didn't pick up on
I
that.
I picked up
first.
On it. I picked up
no,
on it.
No, you kept siding with Googe like I was mad at him.
Listen, all right, let's put all this behind us. We had a rough day yesterday. Apparently, you were annoyed with me yesterday. All right, we'll shake this loose. I'll tell you what, Thursday night, okay, after the show... You and I will go out, and we'll have a couple of pops and a couple of laughs. All right, we'll steal one of those bikes on the fucking AC boardwalk. All right, we'll ride up and down, beat up a hot dog vendor.
Sorry,
nothing on that.
I just got a whole bunch of hard feelings just all flooded in right here.
What
from people? But we're already running late.
All right, well, we'll get to the next one. We're not going anywhere.
I know, I'm just saying, Jesus. No, I'm not saying. I'm saying it's timing. A guy just...
Dude, you're so defensive.
I'm not. You said, yeah, but you're like, we're not going... Yeah, all I was saying is, fuck, as we're wrapping up the show, we get a bunch of fucking DMs. That's all I'm saying. God, you're nuts.
How am I? I think you're a little crazy this week.
No, all I said...
You're all backed up.
I just said, oh, man, we got a bunch of DMs. And you of course, we're going to get the...
Well, I'm trying to handle you with kid gloves after the meltdown.
It's not a meltdown. It's you not being able to wrap your head around a fucking basic conversation.
I don't know if that's the case.
Oh, really?
We'll talk off the air.
All right.
As friends. Will you go out and have a couple drinks with me on Thursday night?
No, probably not.
Folks out there, will you fucking share the podcast and tell a friend?
Share the podcast, everybody. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good night.
We love you guys. Take care.
See ya.